This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. The Colorado Army National Guard's aerial medevac team left for the Middle East today to support U.S. military operations. Roughly 60 Guard members took part in the departure ceremony in Parker. The unit has deployed overseas four times since 2007, fought wildfires in Colorado, and assisted in high country search and rescue operations. The Colorado Judicial Department has released a memo detailing alleged misconduct and cover-ups. CPR's Megan Verlee explains.
The Denver Post first revealed the existence of the memo. It appears to lay out allegations a high-ranking employee planned to go public with if she was fired. Those claims include that judges and other employees were protected and promoted after sexual harassment complaints, that chief judges around the state obstructed harassment investigations, and that women were systematically discriminated against in hiring and promotion. The events occurred under the previous state Supreme Court justice, who retired at the end of last year. The state's current justices told department staff they will hire an outside investigator to review all the allegations in the memo. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Aspen is hosting the annual Snowboarding World Championships next month because some athletes could not travel to China during the pandemic. Aspen will also host four World Cup events this year. It is 30 in Denver, 25 in Colorado Springs, 52 and overcast in Grand Junction. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.